Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We're talking about South Point Casino in Las Vegas has posted the win totals, the over-under win totals for all college football teams, all FBS teams. We went through the AFC, the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12. We'll hit you with the Pac-12 and the SEC. There's some local teams also that we need to work into the mix.
I got those.
All right, what do you got? Hit us on Twitter, at @RHL1045.
Conference USA, I'll just tell you the top team, Lane Kiffin, Florida Atlantic, 9 wins. Middle Tennessee weighing in at 7 wins, along with La Tech. And down at 4.5, Western Kentucky. In Conference USA, expecting
got some rebuilding, Vegas. Some yep. holes to fill there, Western Kentucky.
Vegas expecting a down season for the Toppers.
Thank you.
That's our local report.
Dun, dun, dun. Pac-12, Washington, expected to win. That Washington's playing Auburn, right, at the beginning of the season? Washington, 10.5. Oregon and USC, 8.5. Stanford, 8. Arizona, 7.5. Man, that quarterback at Arizona. Utah, 7. Washington State, oh, the Pirate, 6.5.
6.5.
Cal at 5.5. Arizona State, I'm a Sun Devil, Jerry. UCLA at 5. Colorado at 4. And, oh, we have a new record for lowest over-under. Somebody beat Kansas. Kansas was at 3.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oregon State, 2.5.
Wow. Those are some toothless beavers.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, we're long gone from the days of the gigantic beaver.
Sean Mannion. They weren't just packing in the winds in those days either.
But at least he was slinging it around. SEC. Oh, wait, here. I just saw Notre Dame, 9.5.
Oh, there you go.
9.5.
Forget that.
Yeah. SEC. Alabama, 11. So Alabama like
Clemson.
Clemson.
11.
Yep.
They are the same.
Yep. Alabama comes above that 11. Georgia.
How about Dabo, though? We've seen two teams, 11 wins. Dabo and Clemson right up there with Saban and Alabama.
Well, Dabo's got his program rolling to the point where it wasn't just like this class and this class. I mean, he's gone through national championship caliber players that, you know, very few of them are still around, and he's still rolling. Alabama at 11, Georgia at 10.5. Auburn, the Fighting War Eagles, Don 9.
War Don Eagle.
Yes.
9.
9. Niner. Nine. A niner.
I catch a niner in there?
Mississippi State. Everybody's in love with Mississippi State.
Yeah.
8.5.
UB.
8.5.
Big time.
Florida, Dan Mullen, number 2 in the East. 7.5. Although they're tied with, you're not going to believe this.
Mizzou.
The Fighting Derek Dooleys.
That's the Dooley effect in effect right there.
7.5.
Yep.
That would be the Drew Locke effect.
You think it has more to do with Drew Locke than Derek Dooley? Come on now.
You could combine them.
I think maybe if the Dooley effect wasn't in effect, maybe it'd be closer to 8.5.
If they were a power couple, they'd be Drew Locke.
So if Derek Dooley wasn't the offensive coordinator, Missouri might be 8.5. Is that where you're going?
No, I mean,
enjoy that trip out there.
Depends on how their shower discipline is.
Dooley's well respected when it comes to that. Said a lot in the NFL.
Just shower discipline.
Offensively.
Bamboo.
Very well respected.
Interesting. If that Florida number's interesting, though, because, I mean, a couple of months ago, we had on a Florida beat writer when we were talking about the McIlwain house sale and how he took a bath on it to help a family out. And that beat writer said Dan Mullen has a lot of work to do. They are far off. Here they are, 7.5 over under win total.
LSU and South Carolina and Texas A&M all at 7. 7 wins, the over under number there. Arkansas, Ole Miss, 6. Kentucky, 5.5. Tennessee, 5.5. You like Tennessee over or under 5.5?
He's got a lot of work to do. He's got a lot of work to do.
So you think 5 wins or fewer? Well, at this point, it's early. You can change your mind as we, you know, understand what the roster might be.
You don't even know who's playing what positions. We don't even know the quarterback is at this point. We know nothing.
I mean, that's tough to wade into an SEC season, and right now you don't know your quarterback.
Yeah, but you're at the Vegas window right now.
And there are 5.5
Tennessee, go!
Under.
I'd be tempted to go 6. Like, not 6.5, not 6. is where I would at least look in that neighborhood.
Well, then you'd go over.
Yes, I would go over.
Okay.
Half a win over.
There are two teams that don't know who their quarterback is.
But I might change my mind and go to 5.
Yeah. All right,
but they do have some talent. Gosh, I really need to see how Trey Smith's feeling, too.
Yeah. And what about these guys that have switched positions and played elsewhere? Where is their depth going to be? Who knows?
Is Juwan Jennings still going to be on the team?
Right. Is he going to... Do everything he needs to do.
And he's not leaving.
He probably starts. It's way too early.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt,
bottom of the list. They are at 4.
I go over on Vandy, too.
I think Kyle Shermer will be good. And I trust Derek Mason to coach up a defense. I don't care who's out there.
It doesn't have a lot of dudes back from starting positions anyway.
Doesn't have a lot of starting positions back, but they have some guys defensively that have played. And I think it's going to be huge for Coach Mace. Now he has a defensive coordinator. He's going to be able to do a lot more from a head coaching standpoint because he's got some help. And I'm surprised by that Vanderbilt 4 number because you've got Kyle Shermer who has really worked on footwork and he was great last year. He's going to become career leader in everything or has in category. I think that that's an easy over for Vanderbilt. Well, okay, maybe not easy, but I go over for Vandy.
There you go.
All these Vandy fans that always yell at us for not talking Vandy. There you go.
I would go over Vandy. Yeah. 4. That's a low number.
Yeah. You have Kyle Shermer.
You got to play the odds.
You got Kyle Shermer.
Mark in Nashville wants to talk Vandy football.
We'll do that. Running back situation, too, even with runaway Ralph having run away to the NFL.
Blassing game and those guys.